A lobbyist for the Farm Bureau Federation says the bill is not designed to give the green light to 1,000 cow dairies or 10,000 chicken poultry operations. Paul Zimmerman says the issue is economic survival. He says many farmers in the state need to expand to survive, and they're facing a rising number of zoning restrictions from local governments.
You're seeing local ordinances prop up that basically prevent farmers from going over various animal unit thresholds or other type of setback requirements that don't allow an existing farming operation to update or modernize, kind of throttling back the ability of some farmers to be economically viable.
The bill meant to fix the problem is still in draft form. The director of the Wisconsin Towns Association, Rick Stadelman, says his group is pushing for changes that would prevent it from undermining local zoning authority.
So you don't think that the state preemption, one state standard for all, will necessarily be acceptable to all those communities across the state and in effect take away the local decision making that we currently have.
Environmental groups are also concerned the statewide standards the bill proposes may not be tough enough to protect air and water quality. Republican State Senator Dale Schultz is writing the bill. He says the bottom line is protecting the economic health of farming in the state, but he's willing to work with supporters and opponents to come up with a bill both farmers and town governments can live with. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.